Singaporeans will be headed to the polls soon, with the presidential election expected to take place in a few months' time. Now, this year will be an open election, which means that candidates of all races will be able to apply. President Halimah Yacob has also said that she will not be running for a second term. So, here's what you need to know about the upcoming election. Singapore's next presidential election must be called by September 13th, with Madam Halimah's six-year term expiring on that day. But the earliest it can be held is 3 months before that, on June 13th. Now, the process begins when PM Lee issues the writ of election, which is a public document that marks the start of an election. After that, the election department will announce a date, time, and place where nomination day submissions will be held. Now, if only one candidate is successfully nominated, that person will be declared as the elected president. But if there's more than one that is successfully nominated, a poll must be conducted. Voting is compulsory for Singaporeans aged 21 and above. Now, if the election is contested, you will receive a poll card via post to your registered address. On polling day, you will need to bring your poll card and your NRIC to your designated station, where you can cast a vote between 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. After polls close, the ballot boxes will be transported to the counting center, and the outcome of the poll will be announced after the count is completed. Those looking to contest an election must be at least 45 years old and must satisfy the Presidential Elections Committee that they are a person of integrity, good character, and reputation. They must also meet the relevant public or private sector requirements. Here's some good news for you. This year's election will see special arrangements being rolled out for the first time for voters living overseas or in nursing homes. This comes after Parliament passed changes to the country's elections law in March. Around 30 nursing homes will see polling stations being set up on site, with mobile teams being deployed to bring around ballot boxes and papers to those who are bedbound. As for those living overseas, they will be able to vote by post. Those who have registered for this can log into the Election Department's website to print their postal ballot paper and return envelope the day after nomination day.